Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you've checked us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. And now you can check us out at washingtondefender.org. All right, so we are going to dive into our series, Getting to Know Jesus. And the title of today's devotion is, I Am a Sinful Man. But before I do that, we're going to get into what is happening in Washington State. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It truly helps us accomplish our goal. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so much for your generosity. All right, let's dive into Luke chapter 5 in just a moment. But what is happening in Washington State? Well, according to Eric Zimmerman, the director of Public Safety Solutions Policy at the Washington Policy Center, Washington is fighting in court to protect housing first funding, even as our state has seen some of the nation's worst growth in homelessness and overdose deaths. Under these policies, chronic homelessness in Washington has surged from 418%, and overdose deaths have nearly tripled in a decade, with well over 20,000 lives lost. Leaders have often blamed housing costs, yet local surveys show job loss and addiction are far more central drivers than rent increases. So, Eric, thank you for doing the research on this. Some biblical commentary for myself is, I'd like to remind you that in Isaiah 5:20, it says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Housing first is not a good thing. And it reminds us that rulers are meant to be God's servants for our good. So this whole concept that we've been pursuing has increased homelessness. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you're wrong. It didn't work. So let's do something different. Let's do something that works. Let's allow the church to step into that place of handling homelessness, of taking care of the poor among us, and let's have the government get back to what it's supposed to do, which is punishing evil and protecting the innocent. Okay, so those are my thoughts for the day on what is happening in Washington. Let's go to Luke chapter 5, and we will read starting in verse 1. Now, it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him, Jesus, and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And Jesus got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, Jesus, he spoke to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered and said, Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets. So here we have, they're at a lake. Simon's there. He's cleaning up after a hard day of work and nothing has gone right. They haven't caught any fish. And I love this because Jesus borrows his personal property, but then makes sure that he's reimbursed for his time and his energy. Think about that. He says, Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. He says, you're going to put down your net and you're going to catch something. And he says, we haven't caught anything all day. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet saying, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Have you seen the provision of God? And did that provision drive you to pride? To arrogance and boastfulness? Or did it make you bow your knees before your Savior to say, I'm a sinful man? Look at this. Jesus borrows the boat. Jesus repays for all that the time and the use of the boat, you might say. And Simon Peter says, go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. We are all sinners. There is none righteous. No, not even one. We need a Savior. Jesus Christ is that Savior. I hope today that as you walk into that public square, we're going to read some more here in a moment. My hope is today that you will understand that you are saved by grace through faith. And that is not a work of your own. You didn't earn your salvation. It was freely given to you by God's mercy. For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men. He says, your mission is going to change. Simon, you worked all day with the sweat of your brow. It was futile work. And now you are going to be about the Father's business, which is the gospel message. You might be entering into the workplace today, and you may feel like it's incredibly futile. And you're born again believer. You have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. You are brand new. You've already recognized that you are a sinful man and that you are in need of a Savior. And your hope is built on Jesus Christ. I want you to know the thing that you're doing to provide for your family is a noble cause. Yet, you expressing the gospel message to those around you glorifies the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, we must provide for our families. Yes, we must take care of them. But we have even a bigger calling, and that is to share Jesus everywhere we go. When they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. Have you left everything and followed Jesus? Even if you're still showing up, maybe you're still showing up to work and you're still doing all the things, but have you left the prestige? Have you left the desire for more to follow Jesus? To find your hope only in Jesus Christ. Here's my hope for your day. Lay down the nets. Understand, yes, we have to be in the marketplace to do certain things. And it's a joy. It's a joy to do your calling. But your ultimate calling is to lead someone to Jesus. Has it been a while? Or maybe it's never been. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the gospel message. So you say, what is the gospel? Tell them that they're a sinner. Tell them that there is a Savior who died on the cross for their sins and rose again, that they may have eternal life. That if they confess Jesus as Lord and believe in their heart that God raised them from the dead, they will be saved. It's the most important thing that you can do today is lead someone to Jesus Christ. Political power, political anger, political all that isn't going to change a thing unless our hearts change from the inside out. We need a Savior. We need Yeshua. And that is Jesus, the risen one. I love it. Put down your nets. Follow after Jesus. Don't be afraid. He's your provider. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, we thank you that your goodness, your mercy, and your grace are new every single morning. We lay down our nets. We recognize that we are sinful men and women that are in need of a Savior. God, we cannot save ourselves. Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins. You rose again, and we believe it, God. We believe that you are the Son of God, the risen Savior, the ultimate sacrifice and payment for our sins. Forgive us, oh God. Thank you so much for your goodness, your mercy, and grace. God, will salvation come to Governor Bob Ferguson today? Will salvation come to President Trump today? Will salvation come to Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell and over Michael Baumgartner and Rob Chase and Leonard Christian, God, and Jenny Graham and so many? May we all grow in the things of God today. The business owners across our state, will salvation come for all the workers and the garbage workers and the police officers and the firefighters? God, will salvation come? We need a heart change today, God. Would you change us from the inside out? In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.